Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's Pick Six time. You're already loading up the lines on this rainy, gray Friday. Let's make it sunny. Pair of tickets to see Jimmy Buffett. The Coral Reefers at Ascend Amphitheater. That'll be on May 13th. How about that? That's what's on the line for this week's Pick Six winner. It'll probably be sunny.
Yeah.
It'll be a great day.
I've seen him at Ascend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At Ascend?
I have. I've seen him at Bridgestone and Ascend, and okay. It was really cool because it's so packed in there at Ascend, and it's outside, and that's, you know, May will be nice weather, hopefully. So, yeah, it'll be a good time.
I've only seen Poison and Three Doors Down at Ascend. That's the only two shows I've been to.
Yeah, I've been to a few. Saw Whitesnake.
Nice.
That was fun.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
They opened for Foreigner.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A few years ago. So it was fun.
We've been giving away Journey and Foreigner tickets coming to Bridgestone Arena. All right, let's review last week. I'm excited.
I know you are. So we had a hodgepodge of things.
We did.
For last week. Had the college football playoff. We had the Titans. We had a Preds question about the Winter Classic. So DMAC comes out with a 5-point week, taking LSU, Clemson top shelf, and you took the Titans, and you also took the under, and I believe it was
Tannehill. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you got that, and then you took – we all took the under for Derrick Henry, and we all missed.
Missed bad.
Yeah, completely missed on that. And you had Philip Forsberg to score a goal in the Winter Classic. That did not happen. So 5-point week for you. Willie, a 3-point week, LSU – and then Titans top shelf. He took under for Derrick Henry. He took Ohio State. He took the over for Tannehill and Victor Arvidsson to score a goal. So a 3-point week, which is important in some things because DMAC is in the lead and he's starting to put a little bit of a gap between the rest of us.
Oh, my.
I had a 4-point week. I went LSU top shelf, Clemson, Titans. And then I missed on under on Derrick Henry, over on Tannehill, and I took the captain, Roman Josi, to score a goal. So 4-point week. The standings are as follows. 77 for Darren in the lead, 72 for Willie D, 70 for yours truly. Okay. So trying to catch Willie D for second the competition.
It has been made official. Ryan Ellis, indeed, on injured reserve for the Predators. Okay, big voice guy.
Number one.
All right, Wild Card Weekend begins tomorrow at 3:30 on ESPN/ABC. Yeah, Bills and Texans in Houston. Houston favored by 3.5.
Well, I will take the Bills and the points.
I just realized we forgot to text these to Willie, so we need to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we don't have his picks.
We'll do that right
you
now.
You pick and stall. I'm going to send them to him.
Okay. Well,
who are you taking?
I took the Bills. I like the 3.5. So I think the Bills, even though they kind of struggled down the stretch in the regular season, I still think that they're better than the Texans. And I feel like the Texans are going to be one and done in the playoffs once again, which what does that mean for the future of Bill O'Brien? I think it could possibly have a bearing on that. I mean, maybe no changes this year, but I would say going into next year, that seat could be hot. If they don't do some things in the playoffs.
I have completely flopped on this.
Have you?
I have flipped, and now I have flopped. I am going the other way. At the beginning of the week, I said, wouldn't be surprised if the Bills don't pull off the upset, but JJ Watt is back, and he is going to play a lot. And everything we said, the Texans have lost their last two home games. Their fans have been some boo birds come out. Bill O'Brien knows they get upset in this. He may be in trouble. This might be like Joe Moorhead. You lose that last game and may not get good news come Sunday. We may be talking about maybe a coaching change on Monday.
Right.
I think he knows that. I think the Texans not only win, they win and cover.
Mm.
I will take the Texans minus 3.5. Watt has 2 sacks.
Really?
How about that?
Okay. You were going all in on J.J. Watt.
Added perspective.
Okay.
Number 2.
The nightcap. Tomorrow night, Titans and Patriots. Need a game total from you? Listeners out there, when you call in, Patriots by 4.5. Patriots by 4.5.
Well, you know what I'm doing.
Yes.
Tighten up. Take the Titans.
I am too taking the Titans. And I haven't come up with my top shelf yet.
I have. It's not that.
It's not that?
No.
Okay. I've sent the stuff to Willie, by the way.
Yes.
If we get his answers, we will pass them.
We will report them.
Number 3.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception? You heard me say this earlier. He threw a pick in Denver. He threw 2 picks in Charlotte against Carolina. He threw an interception at Oakland. Do you get the theme here?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had very many mistakes. Only 6 interceptions to his 22 TDs. It's very good, right?
Yeah.
But he tends to do it on the road.
Right.
So does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception against the league's best defense tomorrow night? Yes or no?
I say no. Think he takes care of the ball.
You say no.
I say no. I think he's looked at the same numbers that you have, and he knows he's got to protect the football. He's got the best passer rating. He's played close to mistake-free, and I think he continues that.
I just have a weird feeling he is.
Okay.
And look, an interception isn't going to cost him the game. Good, but I don't think it will.
Jarrett Garantano threw 2 last night, and they won.
Yep. I'm going to say yes. Just have a weird feeling.
Okay.
He throws one.
Number 4.
Derrick Henry rushing yards.
This is a good question.
The birthday boy. It's his birthday tomorrow. A, 99 yards or less. That's worth 2 points. B, 100 to 149. That's worth 1 point. C, 150 or more. That's worth 2 points.
Hmm.
So A or C are worth 2 points. B is worth 1 point.
It's a very good question. You go first.
This one's hard. I've got to be honest.
That's why I'm giving you the honors.
I know.
Oh, and we have Willie's picks.
Oh. Okay, what do you got for the first 3?
He is going Texans, Titans top shelf. Yes.
Oh, he said yes. Okay.
Yep. And his answer for this one is interesting. He says A.
That's what, Terry,
99 or less.
That's what Terry said. Terry said that earlier and pretty emphatically about it. So they're going to hold him under 100, huh?
That's what Willie and Terry say.
I'm going to say boy. And by the way, are the elements going to play into this? Is that play to work in his favor? If it's raining, you're not going to throw as much.
No, you're probably going to run it more.
I'm just going to go the safe route and go B. It's weak.
So am I.
Because I should go for the 2 points.
I'm going B.
I should go for 2 points.
I know, but I feel good about that he breaks 100.
I'm going B.
Yeah, so am I.
And, oh, by the way, we only have 49 yards to play with.
I know.
Willie's got 99 yards to play with.
I know.
The other one
could get 2 points.
150 to infinity.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Maybe it's not safe.
Number five.
Vikings at Saints on Sunday to kick off the action. Noon on Fox. New Orleans favored by 7.5. I will take... This is going to surprise you. I'm going to take the Vikings and the points.
Well, then.
I'm going to take the points.
Willie Donick does the same thing.
Really?
Vikings and the points.
Mm.
I will take the Saints.
Okay.
I think the Saints take care of that.
Number six.
Seahawks and Eagles to round out Wild Card Weekend. That'll be in Philly. That'll be a 3:45 kickoff on NBC on Sunday. The Eagles are getting 1.5.
Willie selects Seattle. I select Seattle, and that is my top shelf.
I'm going to take Seattle. And I, too, will make it.
That's your top shelf?
I've had no luck with Titans top shelf, so I'm going to take Seattle top shelf.
There we go.
All right, it's now time for you to get locked into our contest. Remember, all season, the catch, you call in, you get two top shelves. You can still play if you don't call in and give us your picks, but you'll have to go to thegamenashville.com and select that way. In fact, last week we had a 7-point winner, did we not?
We did.
7 points, got it done by you, the listeners. So good job. In fact, it had a lot of high scores last week. It took 7 to win it. This week's prize, a pair of tickets to see Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers at Ascend Amphitheater on May 13th. We'll come back and get your calls to Pick 6 next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Pick 6 time, 737-1025. The weather stinks outside, but the music hopefully will pick your spirits up. We've got Jimmy Buffett tickets on the line.
Better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
For this week's winner. Good stuff. All right, let's go. Let's start things off with Mark. Welcome into Pick 6.
Yeah, hello, guys. How you doing? Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year, Mark. Let's do this thing. Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
The Texans.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need that game total.
The Titans, 45 points, and that'll be my top shelf.
There we go. Does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception, yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards. A, 99 or less, which is worth 2 points. B, 100 to 149, which is worth 1 point. Or C, 150 or more, which is worth 2 points.
I'm going to say B.
Vikings at the Saints. Saints minus 7.5.
The Saints.
Seahawks at the Eagles. Eagles plus 1.5.
The Seahawks. And I'll take the Saints as my second top shelf pick.
All right. We got you, Mark.
Mark, enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, y'all too.
Teron Davenport tweeting out that Khalif Raymond has been downgraded to doubtful for their game against the Patriots. Expect Rashard Davis to return punts. Darius Jennings to be the kick returner. 737-1025. How about Jeremy? You're up next. Welcome in.
All right, Jeremy. You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Afternoon, fellas. Right.
Happy New Year. Bills at the Year. Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Let's go, Houston.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
Let's go tighten up and 37 points.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw a pick?
I'm going to say yes.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards, 99 or less, which is 2 points, 100 to 149, 1 point, 150 or more, which is 2 points.
A, 99 or less.
Vikings at the Saints, Saints minus 7.5.
Saints.
Seahawks at the Eagles, Eagles plus 1.5.
Eagles.
Need two top shelves.
First top shelf, let's go Titans. Second top shelf, let's go New Orleans Saints.
All right. New Orleans. All right, Jeremy, thank you.
All right. Y'all have a nice weekend.
All right, you too. 737-1025, Jimmy Buffett tickets on the line for this week's winner. How about Mike? Mike, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. All right. Bills.
Thanks. Good.
Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Buffalo.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
Titans. I picked the Titans and 44.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw a pick?
No.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards. A, 99 or less, which is 2 points. B, 100 to 149, which is 1 point. Or C, 150 or more, which is 2 points.
I take B.
Vikings at the Saints. Saints minus 7.5.
I take the Saints.
Seahawks at the Eagles. Eagles plus 1.5.
I take the Seahawks.
And then need two top shelves.
I take the Titans double top shelf.
Okay, ooh, double top shelf for the
right.
Titans.
All right, Mike, good luck. Thank you.
Thanks.
737-1025. That's how you get locked into our Pick 6 contest by the phone. Remember, you can play online with us, but you don't get the two top shelves. So let's go. How about, let's see, Shannon. Shannon, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, happy holiday, guys.
Happy holidays. All right, Bills Mafia at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Bills.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
So, Titans 47.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception?
Yes.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards. A, 99 or less, 2 points. B, 100 to 149, 1 point. Or C, 150 or more, which is 2 points.
I do A, top shelf.
Ooh, can you do that, Commissioner? Top A, shelf on a two-pointer?
No.
Cannot do that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Which one? On the
Derrick
Henry
99
Kennedy
or
one?
Less. He's taking A, and he wants to top shelf it.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You can do that. Sorry.
Okay. So we get 3 points?
If we get 3 points, yeah. Yes.
All right. Vikings at the Saints. Saints minus 7.5.
Vikings.
Seahawks at the Eagles. Eagles plus 1.5.
Seahawks, top shelf.
There we go. Got two top shelves.
Got them. All right, Shannon, have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
737-1025. How about Max? Max, you're up next. Welcome in.
All right.
All right, Max. Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Texans.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
New England, 47.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw a pick?
Yes.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards. A, 99 or less, which is 2 points. B, 100 to 149, which is 1 point. Or C, 150 or more, which is 2 points.
A.
Vikings at the Saints. Saints minus 7.5.
Saints.
Seahawks at the Eagles. Eagles plus 1.5.
Seahawks.
And then your two top shelves?
Seahawks and Texans.
Seahawks and Texans. All right, Max. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Derrick Henry one is going to probably be a big factor. The Derrick Henry question is going to be...
It's a huge swing.
It's going to be a huge swing because people are all over the place with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say right now most people are going the under, right? A?
Yeah. Yep. Not many people. I think we've had one vote for C. Mm.
I'll tell you what. If C's the correct answer, you can guarantee the Titans are winning.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And take that to the bank.
No doubt about it.
If you're going to ask in C, you might as well just top shelf it and top shelf the Titans.
Yep.
Right? 737-1025. Let's go Bernard. He's had success. Bernard, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Texans.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
Patriots 44.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception?
Yes, top shelf.
Yes, top shelf. Wow. Derrick Henry's rushing yards, 99 or less, which is 2 points, 100 to 149, 1 point or 150 or more, 2 points.
B.
All right, he says B. Vikings at the Saints, Saints minus 7.5.
Saints.
Seahawks at the Eagles, Eagles plus 1.5.
Look at the Seahawks, next top shelf.
There we go.
Got them both. All right, have a great weekend. Thank you.
I get you.
737-1025. How about Dallas? They're out of the playoffs. They fire their coach. Dallas, welcome in.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
I'm going to go Fields top shelf.
Bills top shelf. Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
I'm going to go Titans and 56.
Ooh, high scoring. Does Ryan Tannehill throw a pick?
No.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards, A, 99 or less, 2 points, 100 to 149, 1 point or 150 or more, 2 points.
I'm going to say A.
Going A. Vikings at the Saints, Saints minus 7.5.
Vikings, top shelf.
Seahawks at the Eagles plus 1.5.
Seahawks.
All righty. Got you locked in.
Okay. Yep. Dallas, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, y'all too. See.
That leaves a line available at 737-1025. One more round of phone calls on the other side. Last chance to get locked into this week's contest and get two top shelf picks. 737-1025. More phone calls next. Loaded lines. Let's get to your phone calls. Let's get you locked in. Let's go to Wes. Wes, you're up next. Pick six. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Wes. The Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Going Bills all the way, top shelf.
Bills top shelf. Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
I'm going Tennessee Titans on that, and I'm going to make that the top shelf and total points 48.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw a pick?
No, he does not.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards, A, 99 or less, which is 2 points, B, 100 to 149, which is 1 point, or C, 150 or more, which is 2 points.
I'm going to go with B, 100 to 149.
Vikings at the Saints, Saints minus 7.5.
Saints top shelf.
Okay. Saints top shelf. Seahawks at the Eagles, Eagles plus 1.5.
Seahawks.
All right. We got everything.
Got both top shelves?
Yep. He went Bills.
Okay.
And Saints.
Wes, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
One line available now, 737-1025. Wayne, you're up next. Welcome in.
All right, Wayne, you ready?
Hey, yes. Good afternoon, guys. Sorry.
No, you're good. Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Texans, top shelf.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
Titans and 61.
Whoa. Does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception?
No.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards, 99 or less, 2 points, 100 to 149, 1 point, 150 or more, 2 points.
I'm going to go 150 or more, 2 points, make that the top shelf.
Whoa. C, top shelf. Vikings at the Saints, Saints minus 7.5.
Saints.
Seahawks at the Eagles, Eagles plus 1.5.
Seahawks.
All right. Good luck.
Both top shelves?
Thanks. Yep.
All right, Wayne. Thank you.
Thanks.
737-1025. Let's see. Jerry, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well, Jerry. Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
I'll take Texans.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
Patriots game total 52.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception?
Yes.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards, A, 99 or less, 2 points, B, 100 to 149, 1 point, or C, 150 or more, 2 points.
B.
Vikings at the Saints, Saints minus 7.5.
Saints, double top shelf.
Double top shelf on the Saints. Seahawks at the Eagles, Eagles plus 1.5.
The Eagles.
All right, Jerry, good luck.
All right, Jerry, thank you. Jimmy Buffett tickets on the line for this week's Pick 6 winner. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers at Ascend Amphitheater on May 13th. 737-1025. How about Samantha? Samantha, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, thank you.
Samantha, Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Texans.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need a game total.
Titans, 59.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception? Yes or no?
Yes.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards. A, 99 or less, which is 2 points. B, 100 to 149, which is 1 point. Or C, 150 or more, which is 2 points.
99 or less.
Vikings at the Saints. Saints minus 7.5.
Saints, top shelf.
Saints, top shelf. Seahawks at the Eagles. Eagles plus 1.5.
Seahawks, top shelf.
There we go. Two top shelf.
All right, Samantha, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael. Michael, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
I'm glad to be here.
All right, Michael. Bills at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5.
Bills.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 4.5. Also need the game total.
Titans, 58.
Does Ryan Tannehill throw an interception?
No.
Derrick Henry's rushing yards. 99 or less, which is 2 points. 100 to 149, which is 1 point. Or 150 or more, which is 2 points.
Over 150.
Vikings at the Saints. Saints minus 7.5.
Vikings, double top shelf.
Wow. He likes the points. Seahawks at the Eagles. Eagles plus 1.5.
And Seahawks.
All right,
Michael.
There we go. Good
have
luck.
A good weekend. Thank you.
Right, thank you.
All right, let's do this. We'll just put the rest. We'll just do the rest off the air. We'll just do. You'll still be locked in via the phone, but the rest we'll just go off the air. If you're not locked in right now, you can still play along at thegamenashville.com. GameNashville.com. Still get your chance. Tomorrow's first kickoff is 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, right?
Yep. So you got until that point to get in there, get locked into the contest. It's going to be a fun wild card weekend. I really like these matchups.
I do too.
I mean, we've talked a lot about the Titans and the Patriots, of course, but I think the Bills and the Texans is going to be a good game. I really like the Seahawks and Eagles. You know, we talked to Adam Kaplan yesterday, and I thought it was interesting. He felt like it was going to be a close game and actually picked the Eagles to win that game at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. I'm going Seattle on that one, but I think that should be a fun one. And then the Vikings and the Saints, look, they had a memorable matchup a few years ago. And so can Kirk Cousins go into the Dome and get it done? We'll find out. I like the Saints. I like Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, and that loaded group. I think they take care of business, but I believe they're the only home team that wins this weekend. That's my prediction.
Got a little stat for you.
Okay. Is it a fun stat?
It is. It's actually really fun. It's just cool. Last night we talked about Tennessee's come-from-behind victory over Indiana. By the way, this season in college football, a team down 13 or more points with, what, less than 6 minutes to go?
Mm-hmm.
It happened. I mean, they were in that situation. I forgot the exact number. I think it was like 342 times or something this year throughout college Division I college football. Teams were 0-for.
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 And now they're 1.
First time anybody came back all year in college football down that much with that few time left in the game. How about that? But here's the stat. So Tennessee may look pretty darn easy on that onside kick. I'm not sure what Indiana was doing there.
It came right to Eric Gray, though.
It was.
It couldn't
have still,
been.
It was like, and it was like right past 10 yards. It's like, what?
Yeah.
It was easy. Do you realize that was the first onside kick Tennessee's recovered since 2011?
Wow.
2011. You know who it was against?
I have no idea.
A team that was also playing a bowl game yesterday.
Do you know?
I was going to guess Georgia.
No.
But they were not playing in a bowl game
they
yesterday.
They were not playing
so
in a bowl game
playing the other night.
There were only two bowl games yesterday. So it should be pretty easy.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati. And who was their head coach?
Butch Jones.
Interesting.
In Cincinnati. That was the last time the Vols had recovered an onside kick. It was 2011 versus Cincinnati, and Butch Jones was the head coach.
I saw Butch Jones coach a game for Cincinnati against Vanderbilt at the Liberty Bowl.
About that, little fun stat.
That is a fun stat. So Tennessee is the one behind the one and 342-1 on that.
Nobody did that this year. That's crazy. That's hard to believe. The high scores that we saw in college football, the offenses, the way the rules, everything is geared for offense. Nobody made a comeback like what they did last night in Jacksonville. I couldn't believe that stat.
Another stat that I saw earlier in the week and put it out on Twitter, Brady and the Patriots, or the Patriots are 11-0 when facing a quarterback making his first playoff start. Can Ryan Tannehill be the one in 11-1?
Yep, and another little fun stat is, you know who's leading pick six right now?
You are.
Me. Yeah. We'll come back and
would
put
like
a bow on Friday's edition of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next. Oh, you know what that music on Fridays means. We are rounding third and barreling home.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be Pete Rose. And, yeah, Elijah, you're going to be Ray Fosse.
Can't wait.
When he was an intern, he looked like Raleigh Fingers with the mustache and everything.
He did.
So, now, by the way, officially welcome Elijah to the show.
Elijah Campbell.
He will be our producer.
We sent Max Hers to Siberia.
We did.
So he's going to be in Siberia for a while, and so Elijah is going to be our man behind the glass now.
It was a coup. I have taken the throne now. This is my show. I've hijacked it.
And Elijah will be on the air with Calvin Smith tomorrow starting at 11 for the kickoff.
11 to 2. Yeah. Yes, sir. We are the appetizer to Jared and Floyd and forever Titans legend Chris Sanders.
Appetizers are good. Which appetizer? I have many favorites.
Queso, man.
Queso?
Potato skins? Chips and queso, yeah.
Okay. No issues
specifically
with that.
Yeah, those are good.
I've got some Jimmy Shapiro odds for the openings, current openings in on the NFL side of things. Let's start in Carolina. Who is the favorite, according to Jimmy Shapiro, to be the next Carolina Panthers head coach?
I'm going to say Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy is indeed the favorite. Followed by Josh McDaniels, then Greg Roman, then Matt Rhule, then Jason Garrett.
If Jason Garrett
then
gets a
Jay
job.
Then Jay Gruden.
Right. I think there's
then Marvin Lewis.
No chance. There's a good chance that Jason Garrett and Jay Gruden get jobs, but I think as offensive coordinators.
They've got them as 9-1,
ooh,
those guys.
Really?
Yeah. McCarthy's 2-1.
Yeah, I think that's
McDaniels is 4-1. Roman's 6-1. Rhule 7-1. Jason Garrett's 15-2.
Okay.
Next Browns coach.
McDaniels.
Yep. You're 2-2. Actually, McDaniels and McCarthy have the same odds, 5-2. They're the two leaders.
Really? Okay.
Urban Meyer on that list at 6-1.
That's interesting.
Eric Bieniemy has interviewed twice, and he's 12-1. Which is interesting. He's way down the list.
Yeah. I did see where he interviewed.
Also on the list, by the way, I failed to mention Jim Harbaugh is 16-1 for Carolina.
Really? That's the first time I've heard him mentioned for an NFL job, and we talked about that this week.
Yeah. 16-1 odds to be Panthers' next head coach,
Jim Harbaugh. He is the only way he's going to take an NFL job is if he can walk in there and win immediately, which I don't know.
Carolina's probably not your spot then.
No. I don't think that job exists.
Jim Caldwell on the Cleveland. 20-1, Lincoln Riley, 18-1. David Shaw, 16-1. How about that?
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I think he could win in the NFL.
Things have gone a little bit quiet for David Shaw.
Yeah, but he's still a good coach.
I know, but Stanford, that's the thing. When you're not,
they're not the
and so nobody's really talking about David Shaw anymore.
Yeah.
Next Dallas head coach, Jimmy Shapiro. The favorite is?
Lincoln Riley.
Nope. Third, 5-1.
Urban Meyer.
6-1.
Matt Rhule.
7-1. You're getting worse with every
really?
Guess.
Really? This is like Euchre.
Dan Mullen, 10-1.
Dan Mullen, 10-1.
And that's not where I saw that, so that's now two places.
Okay. So who is the favorite?
By the way, Gary Kubiak, 10-1. Mike Zimmer, 10-1. Jim Harbaugh, 12-1.
Mike Zimmer? Why is Zimmer on that list?
I don't know.
Okay, is McCarthy on the list?
No. Nope, not on the list.
This is interesting.
Greg Roman, 6-1 with Urban Meyer. Eric Bieniemy, 7-1 with Matt Rhule.
Okay, this is the only reason I'm at, and I don't think he's the favorite, but I'm asking if this name is on the list because I have seen this out there. Is Jason Witten's name on that list?
No.
Okay, good. Because okay. I think that's stupid. There's no chance that happens.
Josh McDaniels is the favorite.
Is he really?
3-1.
Wow. I don't buy that. So who's number two?
Robert Saleh?
Oh, the defensive coordinator from San Francisco.
Barrett Saleh.
Yeah, not Barrett Saleh.
It's not Barrett Saleh?
No. Robert Saleh. He's the DC in San Francisco.
I thought it was Barrett Saleh. I was like, man, that would be a cool story.
His name has been out there as possibly
he's
being a
4-1. That's the only list he's on. No, that's not true. Giants. Robert Saleh's on the Giants list at 9-1.
Okay.
Giants.
Matt
last
Rhule.
One. Matt Rhule is tied for the favorite. 3-1.
Bieniemy?
Not even on the list.
Okay. That's weird. That's interesting. McDaniels? Is he on that list too?
5-1. Second.
So I'm missing one that's tied for the favorite. Is it a name that I've already thrown out there?
Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy.
So McCarthy and Rhule are 3-1. McDaniels, 5-1. Jason Garrett, 8-1. So Jason Garrett is popping up on these.
I don't see it.
No. Come on.
I
Urban Meyer, 12-1. Jay Gruden, 16-1. Jim Harbaugh, 16-1.
I wouldn't be surprised if he got another crack at it, but I feel like he's either got to sit out a year and do TV or something or be an OC. I don't think he gets one this year. I could be wrong, but I just don't see it.
Will Tua announce he is entering the 2020 NFL draft?
Yes.
Yes is the heavy favorite.
Yeah. I think he will.
Minus 500.
Yeah.
No is plus 300.
Yeah, I think he will.
I do too. Although some Alabama players coming out and saying they'll be back.
Yeah.
A little surprised.
Dylan Moses?
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yep. Offensive lineman says he's coming back.
Yep. Chase Young announced today he's going out for Ohio State. So
you've got something on the NFL attendance.
I do.
Which is pretty interesting.
So Pro Football Talk put this out earlier today, and they say according to David Broughton and Andrew Levin of Sports Business Daily, the NFL average, this is all 32 teams. The NFL averaged 66,648 attendees at home games in 2019. That is the lowest average since 2004. The Cowboys averaged 90,929, leading the league for 11 straight seasons. 15 teams saw a decline in attendance, led by the Jaguars at 8.7%, the Raiders at 7.6%, and Bengals at 7%. Two teams saw an increase of more than 5%. Washington, they went up by 7.3%. The stadium was still less than 80% capacity, and the Bills had a 6% increase as well.
Why would the Redskins have an increase?
I don't know. But they
Redskins?
At 80% capacity. Attendance peaked in 2016 with 69,487, but in 2004 it was at 66,328. So a 15-year low for the league in average attendance, even though the TV ratings are being reported to be up.
Well, it's what we've been talking about.
People
are
staying home.
It's it's the challenge that they have. Yeah. Look, it's not going to be easy. You can't just say, hey, we're open for business. Here you go. And everything's sold out. I mean, you have to work. And this is what we're talking about. I mean, what we're talking about with the Cotton Bowl experience. I mean, you know, concourses and tight corridors, no Wi-Fi, small bathrooms, concession stands running out of stuff, Nate, parking, get a ticket. You know, these are things that people just, they're like, man, I'm just not going to fool with that stuff anymore. And a lot of people have said, the heck with it. I won't. Yeah. I'll just stay home.
Stay home, watch your big TV, have your own beer, your own concessions, have the bathroom right there, watch the Red Zone.
I'll be very curious to see what our conversation is on Monday. I mean, I can't wait. I have no idea what direction it's going, but, man, we will have a lot to discuss on Monday. So you have a great weekend.
Chase and TD tonight at 6.
Predators in Los Angeles tomorrow night, 9:30 puck drop, pregame at 8:30. Stay tuned. Jared and the GM, that's next.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No